Okay, so we begin Perek Tes of Matnos Aniyim with the Rambam's presentation of the Kupa and the Tamchoy and the fascinating interrelationship between the two, as we'll see. Kol Ir Sheyesh Ba Yisrael Chayav LaHamid Mehem Gaboy Tzedakah. It's fascinating to contrast this with the point that Radvaz makes in terms of the Chiyuv of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. There, the Perek, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Ches, begins Kol Yir Sheyesh Ba Asara Me Yisrael. So the same formulation, but Kol Yir Sheyesh Ba Yisrael. You don't even need a minion. Chayav and Lahamid Mehen Gaboy Tzedaka Nashim Yiduim V'Ne'emanim. You can just hear the echoes of the Shoftim V'Yiduim L'Shivteichem. More on that a little bit later. So Yiduim V'Ne'emanim. You don't need Chachamim necessarily, but you need Ne'emanim. That's the coin of the realm. No pun intended in terms of Tzedaka. And Yiduim, we'll talk about that. Hopefully they've, figured out what everybody is capable of giving based on their means. Again, but organizing in such a way that there's clearly a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos for distribution there of Shabbos. Zohi hanikra kupa. Could be the same people in theory. Shalokhin bechol yom vayom mikol chatzer vechatzer pas mine machal operos omos mimisha misnadiv lefisha mechalkin es hagaboy leerev ben aniyim venosin lecholani mimenu parnasas yomu vizeo anikra tamchoy. Right, that's of course the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. Vafilu mina tamchoy, those are the aniyim shevi aniyim that don't even have a mazon shtei seudos. That's kind of like the emergency fund, not even, you know, the organized, you know, 7-day cycle, but this is Lefi Shah, just to make sure that people have Parnassas Yomo. And then the Rambam has one of the most famous lines in all of the Yad HaChazaka, Me'olam, dramatically, Lo Ra'inu V'lo Shamanu B'kal Yismi Yisrael She'enlan Kupa Shal Tzedakah. And it's meant to be as dramatic as it sounds, right? This is defining mitzvah of Kal Yisrael, we'll get to that in Perek Yud. It's inconceivable that you'd have a situation where there wasn't a Kupa Shal Tzedakah. But Tamcho Yesh Mekom V'shenagu Bo, the Radvaz is a little bit tamua. How is it possible to be mevatel the tamchoy? Isn't that part of the halachically mandated structure of tzedakah? And he comes up with an interesting answer, which is that, you know, basically, you know, it's if you can be mishana the tamchoy to the kupa, so you're allowed to invest a little bit more in the infrastructure of the kupa than you have invested in the tamchoy. So maybe a little bit of a supply side here. In other words, if people are giving more to the kupa, there's going to be less of a need for the tamchoy. V'aminag ha'pashut hayom is kind of a hybrid model. Sheyu gabay ha'kupa machzirin b'chol yom. Right, they collect that umechalkin me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. So kind of a, you know, fascinating dynamic where, you know, the opportunity to give tzedakah is every day, right? But in terms of the chiluk, in terms of the distribution of the tzedakah, that's still me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. So hopefully it's the best of all worlds, right? You know, the Rambam talks about in Pirkei Avos, HaKol Lefi Rov HaMasa, that it's better to give $1 1,000 times than $1,000 once in terms of being margil, a person, lidei mitzvah. So here you have the optimization on the Nesina side, but maybe a little bit more organization on the Chiluk side to give out once a week. So the Radvaz takes on the question of Yiduim. The Radvaz writes, all of this is based on the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Ches, and the beginning of Masechta Peah, the end of Masechta Peah. Mashikasav Rabbeinu Yiduim V'Ne'eman and Bishlam V'Ne'emanim Nicha. Right? You can't have, you're not allowed to give tzedakah unless a person who's in charge of it is, you know, Ki Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradium. Ela Yiduim Lama Kedei She'aniyim Yakiru Osam. It's a little bit of a strange line, I'll get back to it. V'Gama Bali Batim Yizbaishim Me'em V'Yitnu. Right, so you know, that people should be embarrassed not to give what, you know, davar haroy lamlitein, a davar hakotzev aleihen. So the balibatim yizbayishu mehem, you know, v'yitnu. That, you know, if it's somebody you don't know, so you maybe feel a little bit more liberated. You have a permission structure, you know, not to live up to your responsibilities. But if it's your neighbor or whatever it is, and he's a gabay tzedakah, you know, how are you going to face him, you know, in the backyard? So maybe that's a little bit of an incentive. But what's really fascinating is it's Kol Yir Sheyesh Ba Yisrael. It doesn't even need to be Asara Me Yisrael. So I stand by the distinction that I raised before. So again, the Radvaz is an interesting kivun here, where he wants to suggest that, you know, Yiduim you know, is a way of, you know, help building an incentive structure for people to give. It is a strange line. Shaniyam yakiru osam. Normally, we would think, as we'll get to a little bit later in the Rambam, that it would be better to get a little bit more anonymously. It could be embarrassing for the aniyim. Shehaaniyim yakiru osam. So what exactly did Radvaz mean by that? It's hard for me to say. It's possible that the Radvaz had in mind, you know, that the aniyim should feel comfortable if there's some anomaly or discrepancy with respect to the chilakat tzedakah, they should feel comfortable saying, you know, it wasn't what it was supposed to be. Last week it was X, and now it was half X or two-thirds X. You want people to be able to raise issues in this area because it's an existential matter for them. So that might be what the Radvaz has in mind. In terms of the broader pshat in the Rambam, I think the Rambam is actually talking about something a little bit of a different direction, more having to do with the etymology of the Rambam's presentation, which is clearly in terms of the shoftim. And this is already quoted by Rashi, Al HaTorah. You know, why do you want not just Anashim Chacham and Uvonim, but V'yiduim L'shifteichem, right? The sense that one has, Rashi quoting from Chazal, is that you want people who have the opportunity, by virtue of their familiarity with the social structure, to really put their stamp on society. People, can trust them implicitly, and they also have a kind of instinctive me'urav bedas, im habrios. And I think that's really, where the Rambam is coming from. I don't think it's necessarily that the Balei Habatim is baishu mehem v'yitnu, that we're looking to create a little bit more of a draconian incentive structure. People should be embarrassed, not to give. But anashim yiduim v'ne'emanim, with a conjunctive of. And they have to be honest people, ne'emanim, but these shouldn't be people, from the outside, but they should be people who are wholly integrated into the fabric, of society. And it's not enough for them to be ne'emanim in the sense that they're objectively trustworthy if people don't trust them, right? They could be anashim ne'emanim, but people don't necessarily have that response to them. But if they're anashim yiduim, like Rashi says in the Torah, yiduim l'shivteichem, everybody's known this person since they were, a young person. They know what kind of qualities the person has. So anashim yiduim v'ne'emanim. Ne'emanim, I think, is an objective din. Yiduim is, I think, it's very much subjective. And I think the Rambam understood, very, very well that it was just as important for them not just to be objectively honest people, that's axiomatic, but people who were related to as such, by the kihila, by the community. So anashim yiduim even precedes ne'emanim. People have a sense of faith in them because the entire structure of me'olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu b'kal yisrael she'en lam kupa shel tzedakah rests on the idea that people really feel comfortable giving. I mean, it's absolutely essential. It's a defining mitzvah. So yiduim in this case can even precede ne'emanim. It's part of the broader rubric of ensuring that people will give. They'll give generously, they'll feel comfortable giving. So for that, you need not only ne'emanim, but you need yiduim l'shivteichem. The Rambam is drawing it out from the world of the dayanim, but he understood instinctively the relevance to Hilchos Tzedakah as well.